Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. I pray your walk with the Lord is well. You know, we're told to pick up our cross. This is by Jesus. Pick up our own personal cross. Along with that comes denying yourself and follow him. Follow his word. Follow his truth. Follow his way. That's what he told us. Basically, what he said is it's a walk. Pick up your cross. In other words, you're going to have to die, suffer during this walk. Because this walk on the planet, this fleshly walk that we're under, is going to have continual complaints, arguments, murmurings, temptations, obviously, lusts, envies, greeds, self-pities, anxiety, worry. But if we have a walk of death, we die to all of it. In all of it, we choose to worship our Lord and Savior and realize what he did for us at the cross. Ultimate forgiveness, ultimate sign of patience. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The patience that he had with mankind, it was beyond measure. His mercy was beyond measure. His kindness was beyond measure. His truth was beyond measure. It was out of this world. Yet, a few years after he died, or rose from the dead, I should say, they were feeding Christians to the lions. Can you imagine that? Feeding Christians to lions? Yeah. And there's nothing new under the sun, so that's going to happen again. They hate us, gang. They hate us. Not because of anything of you, but because of who you believe in. Because of the spirit in you versus the spirit of them. But we're told not to reciprocate with hate because we're fighting evil forces. As I always say, it's how do you talk about Jesus without talking about the devil, Satan, his demons, unclean spirits? How do you do it? Because this is who we're warned against. In other words, they are completely trying to run the show. We're warned about principalities, powers, and rulers. These are kingdoms over municipalities. I mean physical cities, states, countries, geographical areas, science, whatever it might be. These demonic forces are a blanket over this earth. Yes, and it's all going to pass. But the evil one and his fallen angels and the spirits that are living in people want to destroy anything to do with Jesus. But getting back to my original statement about picking up your cross, denying yourself, and following him, you know what that entails? It entails a walk. When you follow something, somebody, it's one foot in front of the other. It's a walk, whether it be physically or whether it be spiritually, it's a walk. And I was doing a little studying on Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now I'm reading the King James, and I'm not getting hung up on one interpretation over other, but let's talk about this. Because in these last days, there are going to be deceptions that have never come before. It's going to be a different time in these last days. I believe we are in the last days. And that's beyond just some old guy saying it, because we know every generation has said it's in the last days, which is right, because today is the only day you have. And it's a day of salvation. This day is a day of salvation. So you have to treat it like the last days. But I'm talking about the whole blanket. You know, basically the book of Revelation. And here comes the deceptions. And you can't tell me, come on, the shots, you know, the graphene, the chemtrails. How could nobody see those coming through? With the overnight institution of all the 5G. This all has to do with one thing, gang, frequencies. And we're told that we're given a little, you know, insight. the god of this world is the prince of what? The air. You think God was just wasting his voice by warning us? It's all in the air. It's the unseen realm. It's frequencies. Even music itself, all frequencies. What are your words? Your words are frequencies. They could give life or death. Power's in the tongue. And they go on forever. Your words go on forever. Thank God, because of repentance, they're thrown in a sea of forgetfulness. Once you repent, don't let your heart get hardened. But this is what we're under. But anyhow, I did a little investigation. And out of 14 new interpretations of the Bible, some of them were the NIV, New Living Translation, New Century Version, the Darby Bible, New Revised Standard, they eliminate this part, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So in other words, all they say is that now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But the description is taken out of 12 new translations. The description is who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So in other words, you could verbalize all you want. My Lord is Jesus. My Lord is Jesus. My Savior is Jesus. But if you are not following the conviction of the Holy Spirit in your daily walk, if you are willfully going against truth, if you are willfully making excuses for sin, if you are willfully choosing the broad way, then no matter what you say, you are not picking up your cross, denying yourself, and following him. So that just to stop this verse, that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now you could sing all the songs. You could bring in all the fog machines. You can act holy. You could have all the beautiful platinum blondes, all making it, you know, all the makeup, you know, with their hands in the air, looking like they're ready to have you know what. You could have all that. But if you aren't walking it after the flesh, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because see, that's where it gets nasty. That's where you lose your family. That's where it becomes suffering and painful. I'm dealing with this with friends lately because the sodomite activity is snuck in so much. The Lord is totally against it. I mean, in the book of Romans, it only takes 27 verses to warn us about that activity. Sodomite activity, men with men doing acts which are unseemly, giving up the natural use of the woman. How clearer could it be? But no, as long as I choose Jesus, as long as I love Jesus, no, to love Jesus is to have him in your heart. And to realize you're a slave of righteousness now. Not because of your own works, but because you've become a new creation in Christ. And old things have passed away. Your carnal mind is put to death. It doesn't do the reasoning anymore. It's not based on how nice you are or how much money you give or any of that. If I was Satan, gang, I would go to the best Christian school there is. I'd study like crazy, so I graduated with the best honors, and I'd try to get into the biggest church, and I'd be 99.9% carnally righteous without the Spirit. Without the Spirit. That's why the gate's so narrow, gang. We're followers of the Lord of Jesus Christ, the one who literally died on a cross for our sins, not Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. Or your Christmas tree. Not your nice little gifts under a tree or your Easter eggs or smiling happy children dressed with ribbons. Has nothing to do with it. It has to do with a bloody mess on a cross. A bloody, disgusting mess who became a sacrifice for my sins, which put me in hell. I was redeemed. I was bought because of what he did at that cross. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. And because of that, who walk not after the flesh, human nature, human reasoning. Human reasoning could always, you know, have a right mindset for anything, make its own excuses for any type of righteousness. Revenge is righteous in this extent. Oh, how could I forgive this person? No. No bitterness, no revenge. When you realize the whole thing's a $3 bill, when you realize you're just passing through, when you realize it's just a bunch of vapor, when you realize this isn't your home and you're a pilgrim, then everything starts coming into focus. When you realize all these attacks are from an enemy trying to engage you in the flesh, you realize it's a joke. But I'm just passing on seeds because I can't open your eyes. Your eyes have to be opened from above. You have to be born from above. It doesn't come from the will of man. It doesn't come from your forefathers. It only comes from above. It's only the Father who could give the increase. That's where I have to check out. Because if I start thinking I'm God, now it's unbelievable frustration. Can't they see what's going on? Can't they understand? I'm making it so clear. Why do they persecute me? No. God said they'll persecute you because they persecuted him. Why? Because he was truth. And darkness hates light. Darkness hates truth. Darkness is deceptive. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. So again, getting back to what I was talking about, 13 translations in a row eliminate who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The King James has it. It describes those that are outside the condemnation. It pinpoints that individual. It pinpoints that particular soul. There is therefore now no condemnation to them. Who are the them which are in Christ Jesus? Who are those? The ones that aren't condemned, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you're churchified, throw out all the candles, throw out all the robes, throw out all the, you know, fake baptisms, throw out everything. Your confirmations, your holy days, your feast days, throw them all out and start walking by the Spirit. In other words, the leading of a clean conscience through belief and faith in what Jesus did for you. And now because of it, the Holy Spirit is freed within your temple. Jesus Christ is Lord. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He had to send his word in the form of a man to die for us, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. All the righteousness of the law was fulfilled through the death of Christ. Why? Because now the Holy Spirit and the Comforter could be let loose to live inside of you. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. My time is up. Walk in the Spirit today. Walk in the love of Jesus. You're a new creation, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.